Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Not sure of, we're going to fix that. We have the devices at our disposal to tell you whatever it is that you don't know. What can we do for you? We're going to find out what you want, and we're going to give you exactly what you want for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or whatever it is that you want in your head. We're here to satisfy the world of listenership. How's that? DJV, Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria, the DJV program. Thursday, January the 13th, early. Who said this? Early on in the month, there are signs that Omicron has begun to peak and then go shwing, down, down, down. It's interesting. I was looking at the California stats, Jennifer. Hospitals there are learning some interesting things about Omicron. Apparently, there was a study of 70,000 people who are COVID patients, and the less severe disease of all of the variants here is sort of the highlight. That doesn't mean that it's good to get it, although I guess there are some people who do think it's good to get it, because once you get it, you won't get it anymore.
So if you can somehow manage to get Omicron, yeah.
Yeah.
I know there are a lot of articles.
How do you engineer
and doctors
that?
I know. I have so many doctors that are like, people stop trying to get Omicron intentionally.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, well
don't you remember those COVID parties? The COVID
parties
in like 2020 when people were just getting together to try to get it so they could get it over and done with. Little did they know you could get it more than once.
Yeah,
right. That's true. Well, anyway, the effects of being vaccinated are obvious in this California study. The Omicron is, according to this week, the Omicron is, quote unquote, headed for a sharp drop. Most Americans will get infected and everyone is confused. Because of what kind of you just said there, I think, Jay, do we get it? Do we not get it? Should we try? Should we not try? I don't think you have to try very hard. A friend of mine, the chairman of the city council in Framingham, went to a couple of the other members wanted to go get a slice of pizza the other night, and one of them unknowingly had been exposed to it the day before. So all four of them have got it.
It's
and they're quarantining themselves for 5 days. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it fast. It's going to go through you and bing, bang, boom. So as a result, though, of Omicron, the spread of it here, there, and everywhere, apparently in China, it is a very difficult situation in terms of numbers. And now they're finally admitting how many millions of people that live in China have it, only because they have to do something to keep these people out of the way. But how can you? It spreads so well. The Olympics start,
what?
There's
supposed to be 20 million people that are locked down right now in China. In big cities.
I think you have to be crazy to want to even go to China right now. Whether you're a spectator or a family member or even an athlete, and I understand how I get the training and all that that goes into it, but just for health and safety, and then when you look at the warnings from our embassy saying, you know, look, if you're an American, heads up, you might be separated from your family, you may have to quarantine, I mean, all these things. It just, I don't know,
you're
I just don't think
it's
worth
on
it.
Because they're going to pretend to give you internet, but they're going to be collecting data on you while you're doing it.
Probably swabbing you for DNA. I mean, it's just the whole thing, I don't know. You could not pay me to go.
Well, anyway, there are a lot of measures that the people, as you're suggesting, here in our country and all around Europe are saying, what in the world are we going to do? Because if the athletes get sick, that will affect whatever the outcome is, obviously.
Right.
And you wonder what salacious sort of intentions the Chinese have, because we can't trust them. So you wonder, you know, they say they're having all kinds of mass testing and disruptions over there, lockdowns, family separations. That's what they say. But do you believe, how do you believe anything that they tell you? So the embassy over there has urged our people to pay close attention to what the government websites about restrictions in their areas are a warning, because if you don't follow the instructions, it could complicate problems that citizens have there. In other words, it looks like the Chinese are trying to figure out a way to screw over American citizens that may be in China. Is that the way? Can we read it that way?
It kind of feels that way, right? Yeah, I don't know if that's specifically what the message is, but like I said, couldn't pay me. Sorry, nope.
See you later, alligator. New York City has flattened, and New Jersey and Maryland, the number of cases has fallen this week. Several major cities there, as I'm looking, you know, I look at all the areas where we are. I started with L.A., going to New Jersey. Jay's down in Nashville. I don't see any stats, though, from down there. Do we have any problems with COVID?
No, everyone's ignoring it.
Everybody's
ignoring it. Don't talk about it. It doesn't exist.
All right, okay. Chicago flattening out. Boston, the number of COVID cases detected. This is very interesting. They're checking the sewers. Are they doing that elsewhere? There was a big to-do yesterday about COVID virus in wastewater, in the sewer system. That's the indicator.
Well, yeah, because you poop it out. And that was one of the things, is that they were studying people's waste to see who was really infected, the severity of their infection, all that stuff. Yeah, gross.
I didn't know you pooped
it out. I wouldn't want that job.
When did it become known? That's something I didn't know. That the poop, it goes out of your system in the poop? You can tell by looking at the poop how much you have of it or if you have it at all?
Testing it, not just looking at it.
Right.
No. Oh, look!
It changes color.
It's not like
that one's brown, that one's black, that one's blue. Ooh.
Yeah. Under a slide, I guess, it has some sort of, they have some sort of way of detecting it.
How would they have figured that out, though? Who's the person who first figured, let's check everybody's poop?
I feel like the poop thing came out a long time ago, though. That was the initial,
because people were originally scared about using public bathrooms because they thought the spray of the toilet was going to infect you and all that stuff. So it was a story early on. But, I think it's been pretty well known that, like, they've been testing the waste products just to see about the spread and whatever else they look at. I wouldn't want that job.
No.
Tester is something I'd prefer not to do. But
another reason, don't give your animals tap water. give them all only filtered.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, I'm just looking at the skinny on things from South Africa, which was the first place. Remember, it peaked around Christmas time. The chart shows that the number of daily cases off this week by 70% from where they were around Christmas time. And that is what's going on pretty much in Israel and probably other places where it's being measured. In England, the trends there have been pretty much ahead of what's going on here, and the cases peaked the week of New Year's, and they've fallen off pretty much, not quite as much as they have down in South Africa, but 30-40% on the number of daily cases. Did you see, by the way, what's Boris Johnson? The opposition, I was listening to this on NPR yesterday afternoon, the opposition party's trying to get him to resign because of all the parties that he had at 10 Downing Street and lying about him to everybody.
I think it was one particular one, wasn't it, where they had a lot of alcohol. And, yeah, there was one
COVID biggie. COVID shutdown for everybody but him. Kind of reminds me of Gavin Newsom and those other phonies out in California. Well, you better not do this. And then, we'll do it because...
Okay for thee, but not for me.
Yeah. COVID, the highest cause of law enforcement deaths last year. Interesting. Driving the news, COVID-related deaths increased 65% from the year before with law enforcement. Line-of-duty deaths were up, but not anywhere near as much as COVID deaths were up. That's an interesting stat, isn't it, when you get right down to it?
They all got it early on, and then they didn't want the vaccine, and then a lot of them got reinfected. It's been, at least locally in New Jersey and New York, that's been a big issue.
There's also a lot of
want to get it. Yeah,
a lot of skewing with the numbers and the semantics, and this has been one of the big debates with the CDC and with Dr. Fauci, and Rochelle Walensky over the last couple of days has been struggling, both when she was grilled on the Capitol by the senators, but also on the Sunday shows this past Sunday, about people dying from COVID and people dying with COVID. And there has been a big push.
Let's separate the semantics there. From and with. So
there have been far more people who have died, but died with COVID rather than from COVID. And the same thing goes with the hospitalizations. And so this is where the conversation about comorbidities come into play. The distinction is if you have a heart attack and you go into the hospital and then they test you and discover that you have COVID and then you die, they're counting you as a COVID death rather than as someone who went into the hospital because of a heart attack, because you had COVID in your system.
Yeah,
and
so there's been a lot of where you are too. There's been a lot of, there have been a lot of other states and counties who have undercounted. And so there was a report that came out, I think it was last week, from the USA Today Network. There's an investigation they did by, I think it's called like Documenting COVID-19 or something, and they found that a lot of deaths, depending on where you are, were undercounted. So the same scenario that Jen just mentioned, someone goes in, has a heart attack, maybe COVID brought on the heart attack with inflammation or whatever, and they're not counting it as a COVID death, they're counting it. So it's an undercount in some places, and it's an overcount in others. It's a mess.
To be clear...
It's kind of like, and I've had people who were, we're never going to know the numbers. And this is what's the problem, is that we're making decisions in the interest of people based on a system of numbers that is flawed. You have a lot of people who are testing positive, who are testing multiple times and are getting counted as multiple positive cases instead of multiple positive people. You've got a lot. I mean, and then the other, to add on to that again, to add to why this is so complex, people who are testing at home are not reporting those tests from the test at home,
or
you're not
reporting
a positive, or when I did the at home test, they ask you to pick the state you're in. Mine wasn't even one of the options, and then it says, do you want to report your results? Now I clicked no because I thought, I'm not going to skew the results of Georgia for me doing my test here in California. And so you pick your state, not all of them are available, then you can pick your own results, you can manipulate what your results are. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong, but yet we're still making broad decisions based on flawed information. And so that's why I go back to my mantra that nobody knows anything about anything.
Well, it's sort of a bumpy ride. I think we know that. Where it's going down fastest is in the Northeast, from New Jersey up New York and New England, but they're already down in Florida. The hospitals are swamped. Ken Kronos told me last night that they're just down in Florida crazy. Listen, don't go to Florida. I was going to go next weekend. I'm not going now, just because I don't think it makes sense for a while. 18 past the hour.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Gamma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those who are counting down, spring is 70 days, 1 hour, and 49 seconds away.
Can we just enjoy winter?
No.
I know. Well,
it's nothing about winter to enjoy, unless it's pleasant. Actually, the temperature up here in the 40s today, it was like 3 days ago, it was 4 below zero, and it's a 40-degree something day today, so that's not bad.
One of Doug's favorite books is The Power of Now, unless he's reading the calendar, and then it's The Power of Now.
Which came out.
Winter is my favorite time of year. I wait all year long for this season, so I'm in no rush.
What are you, crazy?
I love it. It is. It's cozy. It's pretty when it snows, and I love winter.
Weather outside is frightful. Okay, so in trending, besides how much time it'll be between now and springtime, there is a new name being bantied about. Is it banted or bantied? I guess bantied about as a possible host for the Oscars. I think this would be a sucky choice, but we'll find out what the suggestion is right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
right, so this guy stinks in many ways. We've decided that. But there's a choice here, and I'm already, we're in battle mode, the members of our crew here, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and me, as to who ought to host the Oscars. So what's the latest name to pop up here, Jay?
Yeah, off air, this debate got real hot real fast. Pete Davidson.
Because you're wrong.
I'm wrong. Sources are saying that producers are in talks with Pete Davidson to possibly host the Oscars. Other names that have been thrown around already, you have The Rock, you have Tom Holland. Some people are saying that there might be multiple hosts for different segments. Doug says, how could you pick Pete Davidson over The Rock? And I say very easily, although I love The Rock, don't get me wrong, but I like Pete Davidson as a potential host. I think he's funny. I'm a Pete Davidson fan. I watched the Miley Cyrus and Pete New Year's Eve special, and that was pretty much the one I watched on New Year's Eve and switched between that one and the Nashville one. I didn't watch really any of the other ones. Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve or whatever it's called, I typically do watch. I didn't watch this year. I thought Pete was hilarious. He is. He's just so weird and dorky and kind of like, what? Such an oddball in the most appealing way possible. I don't know. Maybe I'm on an island by myself here.
I like Pete. I just don't think that would be the right venue for him.
Nah.
And I just don't know if the audience would... I don't know.
He's not going to bring you in the audience my age, because nobody gets him or nobody likes him one way or the other.
One of the ones the sources are saying, Tom Holland, Spider-Man. I like Tom Holland, but I don't see him being a good host.
The kid,
Doug. Yeah. Don't throw him into the deep end with this one.
No. Jimmy Kimmel was the one who hosted last, right? Didn't he do it?
The last one, back in 2019, yeah. Kevin Hart was supposed to. I'm sorry, 2018, Kevin Hart was supposed to.
The Twitter world got him. Remember. Right? 28 past the hour, DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar has released the Vivaldi web browser for Polestar 2, answering one of the top desires from Polestar owners, the inclusion of a full-scale web browser available for Android Automotive OS. The app brings extensive browsing functionality to the 11-inch center display with Android Automotive OS in the car, and functions similar to how it would on a mobile device. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting the president meets with the Senate Democrat caucus to discuss the urgent need to pass legislation to protect the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our elections. The meeting starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. TMZ is reporting 65-year-old comedian and actor Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Murray Beard, who was at the Ponte Verde Concert Hall in Jacksonville, Florida, where Saget performed his last show.
I've been around people that have mental health issues and things, and you can tell when something's just not quite right. But that wasn't the way it was with Bob. He was excited about being on stage.
The WHO warns 50% of Europe could catch Omicron by March. Dr. Hans Kluge.
The region saw over 7 million newly reported cases of COVID-19 in the first week of 2022, more than doubling over a 2-week period.
USA Radio News.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
The father of a 4-year-old leukemia patient is claiming Ronald McDonald House for Kids with Cancer is kicking the family out of the facility for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Austin Ferguson was on Fox News explaining the details.
The letter is pretty shocking and everything. I was in disbelief when I got it, and confronting the person about it, you know, it just blew my mind that it was actually real life, that was a real letter, that they're actually evicting kids with cancer, you know, for whatever reasons. They say they're doing it to keep people safe. But, I mean, I just honestly believe they're obsessed with vaccinating people. And, you know, we have a great social worker, and she's already gotten us another place. It's through the hospital, though. But, you know, so she's been really great, but like we didn't know what was going on right off the bat. And, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people here, and I feel like this story kind of strikes a lot of people. We've had people coming up to us saying, we got your video, we're vaccinated, our kid's halfway through his cancer treatment, like we don't want to mess it up by getting him this vaccine. You know, any kids in the future coming in, forget about the people getting evicted right now, like those kids will have to be vaccinated to come here.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for us to talk. You know what talking is? It's talk. It's talk time. 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Our desire is to put power into your thoughts and into your mind and into your actions. I think that's what I desire most, to have some kind of influence. It's good. We think things through. We focus on things that are important, you know, the events of the day, the issues, people, what matters. And the pipeline spill is something a lot of people are going to be talking about, I'm sure, today. Diesel fuel all over the place in New Orleans, or near New Orleans, 300,000 gallons. A severely corroded pipeline ruptured. So here's the thing. If they know it's severely corroded, then why isn't there some way of fixing it? They knew that it needed to be repaired.
Yeah, a year in advance. They had a year's notice and they didn't do anything.
Who owns this pipeline? Is this a big public oil company, or is this some private?
It's operated by Collins Pipeline Company, which I'm assuming that also means that they own it, but it's 42 years old, so I don't know who owns it. It's called the Moreau Pipeline.
Anything into the water, especially seawater, and leave it there for 42 years, you couldn't have a ship that was in the water for 42 years without having serious service, not issues, but taking care of it. Put it in dry dock. You do what's necessary because salt water eats metal. Duh. And so the fact that nobody had done, it's the same sort of thing as happened in Hawaii. What was it, last week or a couple of weeks ago, when that tank in Pearl Harbor somehow or other developed a leak? I don't remember, I remember bits and pieces about
the information. It's been leaking for a while, but it just made national news. Yeah.
So, again,
apparently they knew it was there, and so they went down to start to fix it, and they realized, I guess, under federal regulations or whatever, it wasn't bad enough. And so they decided to hold off on the work because they said it wasn't bad enough to require the work immediately. And so they let it go. And that's why people are extra mad sick, because they knew it was there.
This is like a setup for the environmentalists, people who are unbalanced when it comes to this sort of thing. This is what gives them ammunition, because in this circumstance, they're right. These people are not paying attention. Nobody is. There's no watchdog. Where's the EPA? All over, they're chasing farmers around because there's a puddle in their driveway. Why the hell aren't they down here chasing these people around if they knew that there was a problem?
Also, I guess the company itself said that in October that they tried to email pipeline regulators from the federal government, and that the company was still awaiting federal and state approval to actually begin the repairs. So you have a company that's kind of slow walking the repairs, and then you have a federal and a state government that aren't approving the repairs to take place. And so then what happens?
Well,
and everybody's got their hands dirty in all of this.
And well,
the state, the company.
Speaking of hands dirty, the latest from the IRS. You talk about a mess. The tax filing season last year, remember? All the problems, refund delays, and all of that stuff. So this year, under a new administration, and I don't know that this is political, but when it comes to you and your taxes, expect worse service, not better service. This is something in Bloomberg. And I've seen this floating around the last couple of days. National taxpayer advocates say that the annual report to Congress from the IRS, that anybody who files a paper return is like kryptonite at the IRS, because they don't know how to deal anymore with paper. They want everybody to file electronically. And if you file a little, the card is 1040A or something, where you just say check, 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 and check, and this is what I owe, and that's the end of that. They don't know what to do with it. They're still buried in paper from last year. And so apparently the refund delays, you are supposed to start. You can start reporting, I think, next week, whatever. But don't hold your breath for your returns if you are owed money. I think last year all of you said that you got money back, didn't you? Do I remember that? I remember.
We didn't.
I got a dollar. And this is no joke.
We broke even, which was fine.
You got a dollar.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it when it came.
A dollar. Anyway, the refund, I mean, I can go through the litany of things, and what's the point? And they all blame it on the pandemic.
Now they have a lot of people who are out sick, so it's like every other industry. So you've got that on top of, the other stuff that's already backlogged. But, if you can file electronically, definitely do that. It's just a lot faster and more efficient.
Well, if you want to return, if you don't want to get it examined and send in a paper, because you'll never get the way the things are going. How long will it take them to dig out? I think that's the question. Biden wants 85,000 more agents to go chase people around. I would suggest if you really were interested in managing this properly, you'd fix the problems there first before you start chasing people around for more money. Fix what you got before you start taking on other. That's always the problem with government, isn't it? You look at
if they're all screwed up, they think, let's just make it a bigger screw.
Let's hire more people.
Right.
Yeah. The people even inside the IRS say that this is a horrendous situation. And more really the problem is, as I've suggested, getting your reach. You know, people need the money. They need to read it. If you're the real outrage here for me, as I look at it, is they take your money. Like I file quarterly. If they take the money and then you're owed money in return. I don't know what my situation is because it usually takes a long time for me to have my person put all the stuff together. But it's usually I'm usually pretty close to being even. And the whole thing about waiting and looking and wishing and hoping, and it's just ridiculous. This system is so bad, so broken, and for years, I remember the first time I went on the air with the sales tax idea instead of having an IRS, which many people feel was passed, by the way, in 1913. Many people feel that it's illegal, it's anti, it's not, it's unconstitutional. That argument's been going on for 100 years. And it's all it does is put people in jail who don't pay their taxes because they say. I can remember on the air, let me think when we all said, it was probably in the early 90s. I had all of these that when my program at that time, the Good Day program, was focused on all kinds of kooky stuff. And one of them was these people who were going around saying the IRS is illegal and taxes are illegal. I used to love to have those people on. To, you know, go off onto their, you know, whatever their crazy thing was. And they all ended up
in
jail.
I don't know if maybe you call me one of these crazy people, but what is terrible about the IRS's treatment of citizens is that they actually work for us. And
yeah.
So the fact that it feels like scared or you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. You work for me, pal. Like, let's get with the program. They don't think that, though.
It's like the old expression, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. No, thanks!
No, thanks.
I'll pass. And that's something that is rooted. And you talk about traditions rooted in inefficiency because it's too big. It's like running, you know, the country, our population is too big. And so we don't know how to manage all these people. And so here you go. You got nothing but trouble. And I don't want to keep going because it's too, I'm depressed enough today because Ronnie Spector died. Ronnie Spector, take a deep breath. I think that when it comes to my own sense of pop music, when Phil Spector, her real name was Veronica Lake, and the story was that Phil Spector, who created the Wall of Sound, that was so, you know, he was so well known for that, he tried to get Darlene Love into the sack because she actually had a better voice. A lot of the hits that she sings sound just like this because they all came from the Wall of Sound, but she didn't like Phil Spector, and so he found somebody else in the form of Veronica, and Veronica became Ronnie, and Ronnie married Phil and lasted about 3 weeks with him, I think, as a matter of fact. At the end, he screwed her out of about 10 or 12 million bucks. But they really had it together when it came to making this kind of music. Crank it up, Phil, will you? One of her problems was, and you wonder, when you listen to her voice and how strong it was, she was a heavy, heavy smoker. And so you wondered how sometimes some of these people that came out of, it's kind of like the disc jockeys of the 50s and 60s, they had these deep, deep voices, and they all smoked like you wouldn't believe. I can remember going into studios when I first got started, and the reek of smell. Cigarette smoke. But anyway, the last time I saw Ronnie Spector, I think four times, because I love the music that she was responsible for with Phil Spector. And she, each time, had... the last time I saw was Christmas, about maybe 9-10 years ago. She used to do a Christmas thing. She hadn't had cancer very long, but she was very spunky, to be sure. Had a great sense of humor on stage, and apparently she'd been married for quite a long time to the guy, I forget what his name is, who's her husband. I said Veronica Lake. I mean, I think it's somebody else. Veronica Bennett was her name. She came from New York City. I started singing clubs. She was underage. I know that. I think she started singing in public when she was like 13 or 14, kind of like Aretha. Same sort of thing, except Aretha was singing in churches. Ronnie was not singing in churches. as she was just, that voice, though. I mean, listen to the voice. It's from that Girl Group era. She was great friends with the Beatles. The Beatles loved her. Mick Jagger loved her. They would do things together on stage. It was just a lot of fun. So, and
she had a little bit of a revival in the 80s with Eddie Money's Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah, that's right. She's the voice in that song. You're right about that. That sort of wispy, that voice that you talk.
Yeah,
you
know, the, she has that little bit of grit, that very, very soft grit.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
A describer, Yeah, and the music, at Christmas time, there
Phil
are two
Spector
or three songs.
Phil Spector, as crazy as he is, though, he had a great sound. No, I know, but he had the best sound.
Well, he used the Wrecking Crew.
Did he kill someone?
Yeah, he killed a woman that he was dating.
Yeah.
Brought her home and shot her.
Lovely.
He was a bad guy. And he, as I said, he screwed everybody. He screwed Darlene Love out of millions of dollars, screwed Ronnie Spector out of a lot of money. He was just a bad guy. Created great music, though. Brian Wilson used to love to go into the studio when they were recording the Ronettes or anybody that Phil Spector had. They used all this. You know, the Wrecking Crew was like the guys in the... What the heck was the guy? The group in Detroit that did all of the background music, all the instrumentation. Well, the Wrecking Crew was who did it in Los Angeles, and they all loved working with Ronnie Spector because she knew exactly what she wanted. And she got used to Phil and how he did things, but then she could figure it out almost better than Phil did. So it was a really exciting time, neat to see and hear. And the Funk Brothers, that's who I was thinking about in Detroit. She didn't have that typical I can't think of another way of putting it, the black sound of New York. Her voice was... And she and Darlene Love were great friends. And their voices were very similar. It's very interesting how, you know, you look at some of these groups like Jay and the Americans. They've had three Jays, and they all sounded the same. I mean, you think it's easy to find people with voices like that. It's not. Anyway, so we note the passing of Ronnie Spector at the age of 78 from the Ronettes, 48 past.
Hello, this is Discover. And we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter. And you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour. This is the DJV program with Tech Talk time. Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, going through a couple of tech stories. We were talking about the BlackBerry being done, finished, kaputsky this week, right? Anybody still have, anybody know anybody who has a BlackBerry?
No.
I don't know anybody who has a BlackBerry. I remember when I first met the last significant person, she had a BlackBerry, and I didn't have one. I didn't, you know, it was interesting to see how they worked. And I was looking at buying one, and I thought, flip phone is fine. Thanks. Thanks very much. The latest phishing scam, what is it?
Well, so police, I mean, it feels like it's a scam a day. So police are now warning people in, and this has happened across the country in several large cities, they're warning residents not to pay for their parking using QR codes that are stuck to parking meters. And the codes have actually been placed there by scammers. They're using them to direct people to fraudulent sites, and then they capture your payment details from there. So police say they discovered a number of these stickers with illicit codes appearing on parking meters. They're advising anyone who inadvertently enters their credit card details into one of these sites to file a police report. That's how big of a deal this is. And it doesn't matter where you are, local, if it's in your local town or in a major city, they want you to definitely file a police report and contact your credit card company, let them know that you need to reverse any payments made through a QR code to a parking, you know, a parking fake site. So, QR codes, a lot of people became very familiar with them throughout the pandemic. If you went to a restaurant, you had a QR code on your table instead of a menu. Most restaurants didn't do that. And so QR codes were everywhere, and a lot of people became very familiar with them. It's sort of the QR code itself, which stands for quick response, is what the QR is. The code itself are fine. You can't hack into them. They can't be compromised. That's not really the issue. It's just the fraudulent websites that are behind the QR codes that these people are sticking onto parking meters. And I know, I mean, all the towns around me in New Jersey where I am, you have to pay for parking. And it is confusing sometimes. You know, you look up at a sign, you're like, well, where am I supposed to pay? And there's no meter. And, you know, and then a lot of it is just all through an app. And it is very confusing and it's hard to tell. You know, are you using a legitimate site or are you going to get scammed?
One of the things about this, the other scam is that some cities and towns do it. Make it difficult or almost impossible to pay so they can give you a $25 ticket.
Right. That's also part of it.
That's the bigger, or at least one of the big scams.
So one of the things, so just on a final note, one of the things you can do is before actually paying, make sure you check everything in the URL from the QR code. Make sure that you're looking for misspellings if it doesn't look like a professional design. All of those things should be red flags. And so just make sure you're using an official app for parking.
Harry Potter up next in our focus after this.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so what's this story about Harry Potter's e-books?
Yeah, if you own digital copies of the Harry Potter books, which so many parents do for their kids, you'll know that you purchased them through Pottermore, which is the platform that was basically the only place you could even get a digital copy of the Harry Potter books was on Pottermore. Pottermore is now shutting down, and so they are telling everyone, if you have books that are in that Pottermore library, you're going to have to re-download them because the entire site is going away on January 31st. So it has been sold, and it's now something else, and it's not going to support any of these digital books anymore. E-books have dropped in sales, like plummeted, since in the last couple of years for whatever reason, and so the site won't be supported anymore. If you want to re-download them, though, it's a little tricky, and so I would advise get a YouTube tutorial, Google the instructions, because it's not something that I could just like tell you over the show, you know, over the air. It's you're gonna have to put a little work into it if you want to keep all the books.
All right, so there it is, the latest from Victoria on the DJV program, where it's 59 past the hour.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to sign and date your return.